preacher teach us about evil, talking to women, and sex.
Anytime you're coming across this, good day to you. And yes, welcome to another episode of my podcast. This is Jerabe Space, and I am the host of this podcast. Just in case this is the first time you're listening to this podcast, please go and listen to previous episode before listening to this. But then you can listen to this and listen to previous episode. And for the sake of those listening via Spotify, please do well to drop a rating via Spotify. And of course, please do follow the podcast. I really appreciate that. Welcome to yet another episode of my podcast. And like I said, I am Jerabe and I'm the host of this space. Like you know, I usually don't do my podcast alone. There are people, there are persons joining me on my podcast, and today is no exception. And I promise you from the depth of my heart that today is very, very special. When I mean very special, it is very, very special because this is actually a random topic or a random gist turned into a podcast. We decided to just drop the gist and bring it up on a podcast. And I'm not alone, like I usually say. I have with me my very own boy, my guy, by name Popkiss. And I also have with me my own girl Lisa. Popkiss Alpha.
Yeah, I think good, Lisa. I think good. I think okay. Fine, good.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fine. Okay.
But we've actually been asking about something here, and we decided to bring it up on the podcast. And I think there's no point of me introducing the topic. I'll just allow the audio do its introduction by itself.
Between Igbo and Asawo, which one make government barnacle?
All right, so that's our topic for today. Within Igbo or between Igbo and Asawo, which should be banned? Then I'm asking myself and Popkiss while arguing, we're on different motion. I will start to just bring it up on the podcast. Like I said, I'm on the opinion of one and Popkiss is on the opinion of others. But I think, like I usually do on my podcast, I allow my guests to go in first. So I'll allow Popkiss going first. So Popkiss, between Igbo and Asawo, which should be scrapped?
Okay, well, I would prefer this scrap out Asawo. For me, they are irrelevant. Very, very irrelevant
in what sense?
So my own aspect, and the 2 foot for me, because even with what we had, it was being asked by somebody,
a random person,
Yeah. So now
it's a vox pop actually.
Yes. So yeah. Me personally, I would say they should scrub out Asawo. You don't get any value for me. Like I don't see them as anything.
Okay.
Yes, that's the thing. Like Asawo, as long as my money is entering inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I see that's a waste. Yes, I see that's a waste. Well, for me, it's nothing. Just like I'm wasting my money on something that I know that I can actually deal myself. I prefer smoke than even the Asawo, because I don't say if I smoke like this, I don't do all right. I don't do fine. Say last, you know to me, like smoke, you know to me. I know how to take. I'll cage myself. I'll do okay. I mustn't spend my money on harlots.
Okay. You refer to them as halot, but on the normal terms or in the general settings, most persons refer to them as hookah babes, prostitutes, whichever term you're actually referring to, whichever one. Cool. But then, before bringing Lisa to bring, because Lisa is usually talking from a neutral perspective, the argument is between myself and Popkiss tonight, yeah? Now, Popkiss is of the opinion that we scrap or describe prostitute or uko babe rather than Igbo. Cool. Forgive our foul language tonight. If you're less than 18, please don't listen to this podcast and just skip it. But if you're 18 above, yeah, this podcast is for you. And as far as you know, that touchy, yeah, you're good to go. I was telling Popkiss off air before we decided to turn this to the podcast that I think I'll prefer the scrapping of weed to uko babe or prostitute. Reason being because we all recording this are literally not innocent right now, so we're literally saying this from like a neutral perspective, so don't get it, don't get us, or don't criticize us, whichever one you want to do. But the thing now is, from my own perspective, I think I'll prefer the scrapping of Igbo than hookah babes. Reason because congenial bastard, like people used to say, yeah, the normal set is I can smoke and I still have the urge to want to have sex. Do you get that is where I'm actually coming from? So persons will literally want to have, we literally want to smoke before they have sex to enhance the sweetness of the sex and general sexual whatever thing they do in bed. But then you can't smoke and tell me you're curing your sexual urge. That is like, I don't know. Let's leave masturbating out of this, yeah? We are excluding masturbating out of this. Let's, for persons that don't masturbate, if you're masturbating, cool. Nobody's against that. That's between you and your conscience and whichever thing you're dealing with. I don't have a problem with that. But if you're masturbating, okay, cool. You you have an alternative. But then if you're not masturbating and you have something to deal with, man, I don't know how you intend overcoming that. So I literally do not know how you intend overcoming that, because if you're not masturbating and you want to scrap one, why would you want to go for the scrapping of Ashawu? You personally, now let's put it in a stage that you don't have a partner and you're left with just that two option and you don't have to masturbate.
So which would you go for? I would
think go with the option of smoking and die. I can never die if I don't have sex. I can never die.
You're not a reverend, Sada. You are not a priest. Let's live with biblical setting out of this.
Bro, wait. It has never been in this world that it was said that someone died from not having sex. Has it?
No. I've never researched about it, so I can't be so sure.
No, it has never been in the history of this life.
Okay.
That someone died from not having sex.
Okay.
So I don't think there's any way I would say I want to abstain from it and I'll die. No, for me, I prefer smoking, like I said. I would rather want to smoke, get high, and then I'll be okay. At that moment, I'll everything I have to do with pussy, I'll forget it, and then I'll just move on. Once the highness clears out of my eye, I believe that there's something tangible for me to focus on than the pussy.
Okay.
So when was I get entangled or meet someone I don't know randomly on the road, and then invite the person to my house, and then I have sex. Even if it's protected sex I have with a person, you know what about sex? It has to do with emotions, right? You want them to say, maybe you come meet the girl and I don't fuck finish, and then you want them, and then maybe you want the show the cash feeling for you.
It happens most times.
For you to avoid that, you just scrap that out. We just scrap it away, my dear. Scrap it away, like me just be saying, like, also, you, if God now, if no the man I'm God created, 21, which one?
God saw the reasons to create a female, and that's why he created Eve.
Because of the main purpose for reproduction, isn't it? To multiply, according to Bible, to multiply.
To multiply, yes. Okay, according, let me refer to the Young God podcast a bit. The main reason why God said, come here to the world and multiply, isn't just to reproduce babies, to be more creative.
I understand, yes.
I listened to that on the Young God podcast, and it resonated with my soul.
Yeah, but this is not what we're talking about here now. We're in a different angle anyways. This is a different angle.
Okay.
Talking about now. My point is, I, for one, can stand Konji. I can.
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of my life, I can.
You prefer smoking weed.
I prefer smoking.
Or what is it? Did they call it AZ? Loud. There's AZ. There's loud. There's the local weed. There's which other weed? What kind of smoke do you have? No. Shisha. Whatever thing. Anything smoke. Basically,
one you can refer to my brother.
Okay.
For me, I can start. I don't know about any other person listening to this podcast. But for me, for one, yeah, some of them were like, die they lie. See, me like this, right? This podcast, nobody know where, how viral it would go.
It's definitely going viral.
Yes,
it's going viral.
Viral.
Uh-huh.
Would go. Who would listen to it or who would not listen to it? But now my point is, I can stay. I can abstain myself from sex. I can use something else in replacement of it. So that's basically. I don't want to hit some other points that might maybe someone might look at me with one kind of eye like, this guy. So anyway, some people don't know me. Most people don't know me anyways.
The persons listening to this will definitely know you.
Yeah, I know. So that's you know, I don't want to hit some points.
Okay.
That's my now bring me out. Dude, so I don't want to say that, but those points I'm trying to hinder.
Okay.
Are points that I know that if I should mention them, that will give more clue to what I'm trying to let you understand, that I can abstain like for so long as it takes.
Okay.
For God knows so long.
Okay. Cool. So just before we wrap up this podcast, I think we're literally running out of time. Like I said, we have Lisa in our midst. Three of us are literally arguing about this. And we decided to turn it to a podcast. So let's hear from Lisa's angle. Lisa is a female, and it won't be nice. We don't have a female voice on this podcast. So Lisa, what's your take? Weed or sex? Which should be scrapped?
Well, basically, I don't think I stand for any, because the boots are kind of, it's so complicated right now. But I just have few questions to actually ask Pop Kids before I say what I want to say. He made mention of something. He was like, he wants Ashawu to be scrapped out because money would be involved. I meant to say, when it comes to weed, money is not involved. I just
exactly.
Okay.
Thank you, Lisa. It's really not involved when it comes to weed.
Let me ask this question, right? Let me ask the question. When we were making our argument off air, right?
Yeah.
Jerry made the point about maybe looking for a hookup girl. Yeah. and he's going to spend on anything, nothing less than 10 to 15,000 naira, right? But do you know he can ask,
no, 10 to 15,000 naira based on worry standard, okay. late at night. Yes. And please don't come for me when I tell you the price, because not like I've patronized them, please. I think Lucky is one of my best guys. Caleb is one of my best guys, and I'm sure they will definitely listen to this podcast. They can testify for the fact that we only go to ShopRite. If you know ShopRite, I worry. You only go to ShopRite at night, weekends to be precise, to look for trouble. So during our NYC days, we only go to and look for trouble and just ask for price from the so-called hookup girls. I will just lie to them that we are coming to bring our car and we zoomed off out of boredom. So please don't come for me and I tell you the price. Worry standard late at night, 10-11 p.m. You can get them for as low as 10,000-15,000. Oh, this is literally more of a free advert right now. So
okay, this is not funny anymore.
I've answered the question, isn't it?
Okay, go ahead.
When you want to come, you can't compare, like, let's say 10,000-15,000 naira to 1,000 or 2,000 naira week, right?
You can spend as much as 5,000 naira, 10,000 naira on a week.
I'm only just giving an instance.
Well, even if,
yes. Yeah, I know. Now it depends on the individual, isn't it? Like, I might just want to get a rid of, depending on the brand. You mentioned different brands.
Yeah, we have SK, we have Loud, we have, what other brand again do we
have? There are different types.
Mostly SK and Loud. Arizona, we have Arizona, yeah.
Someone might just decide to, I don't get much on me, or might just buy one of 2K, buy one of 5K, right? Mm-hmm. And when you smoke, you are good.
Okay.
That feeling alone is something.
Okay, let me see.
Right?
But do you know there are still showers for 500 naira?
Yes.
The rate of 500 naira?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I believe so.
Of course, there is.
Go to NRA Junction. Go to NRA Junction. If you're in Warri, I know locations. I'm literally advertising Warri. A shower joint in Warri. Go to NRA Junction or PTI Junction. You get it for as low as 1,000 or 500 naira. Then, okay, as far as Abuja is concerned, I think I can recommend you to Kubwa. You can get them for as low as 1,000 or 500. No, 2018, I did my Cyrus back then in Abuja, yeah, 2018. No, don't get me wrong. I stayed in Kubwa 2018, so I usually know some joints where I usually go to drink, and I see them a lot. So I don't patronize them, so don't come for me, please.
2018, right? That's 2018. And then you're talking about 500. I don't think there's any current price. I don't know. Nobody's saying. I don't think currently there's any Ashao right about now that would want to collect 500.
There is.
Bro, there is. Go to some trenches. Ashao for trenches, go collect 500 naira for your aunt.
People that can even just
that's
sell
why
you.
I said,
give me food. Just give me food and you can fuck
yes.
Up.
Yes.
I said, I don't know. I don't, yeah. You mentioned 2018. So I was thinking 2018, that was when it was 500 and all that. But I don't see people do Ashao. I don't at all. That is the reason why I said already. It should be scrubbed. Like, it should be scrubbed totally.
No, you can't have sex. You can have, no, now back to the question, or back to the topic, is you can have sex for as low as free. That is it. But then the major topic is shower basically means you're paying for sex in exchange. You're paying in exchange for sex and weed. Both have to do with money, like Lisa said. So if at all you want to go for one, you're literally sacrificing one for one.
Exactly.
Are you really trying to say you prefer smoking weed?
Yes, that's my point.
And die with congee.
I can't die.
You just have
opportunity.
That's the question.
Okay.
They didn't specify if you have the chance to masturbate or not. The question is, a shower or weed, which one should be scrapped? So let's assume you don't have the chance to masturbate.
Yeah, I'm going to give you 2 points now. Like I said, I will still stand with the smoking.
Okay.
I'll still stand with it. I can smoke and still feel okay. And the smoke will even get me high. And I'll forget about even that, okay, I'm feeling this way.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm feeling like having sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can take it off my head with the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be cool. I'll just go and sleep, or maybe go to the club and just feel okay. And then I'll go back home and sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, to the other point, I mustn't meet an Ashao to kill my congee.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that there are girls out there that you can just randomly, that you've been vibing with, and they just like you personally, and you're like, okay, what's your babe now, Alpha? You day free? I beg, if you just come out small, I just did lonely or something, just she comes around, or even not you telling her anything, she wants to come, even come to see you,
mm-hmm.
right? And then she comes, and one thing happens,
and you have sex.
It just happens. just like that.
Mm-hmm.
That cures it. Like, did you pay her? She only came for the phone.
Phone in what aspect?
The aspect of she just wanted to have that pleasure at that moment.
But you gave her sex.
I gave her the sex, but it wasn't paid for. It wasn't paid for.
Okay.
It wasn't paid for. That's the point I'm trying to make.
But you still have sex.
I still had the sex, yes, but not at a shower.
Okay.
Find the point now.
I get your point. I get your point. I get your point. Definition of a shower or hookup is you're literally exchanging money for sex.
Yes, but cool. This money is not involved.
That's Nigerian definition, actually.
But hookup is hookup. You meeting somebody, random person.
We're Nigerians. We need to just go with the Nigerian mentality. That's the truth. When they say this girl, they do hookup. She dey collect money.
Okay, you are choosing weed, and you're choosing weed.
No, I'm choosing weed. I'll go with weed for the rest of the day. No, I want them to scrap. I want them to scrap weed. I want them to scrap weed. Leave hookup babes or ashao for the streets for people who want to, because sex and weed are like two different things. He is going for scrapping of ashao or hookup babes, like they call them. That's like our take right now. So before we wrap up this podcast, what's your final take, Lisa?
What my final take is that I'm not going with any of you.
When you say you're going with any of us, have your take.
Okay, the whole thing is it both has side effects, because if you're going with weed, there's a rate at which you're going to smoke it and it has effects in you.
There's a rate.
And if you go with the ashao, you're also endangering yourself, because there are so many STIs, HIV, blah, blah, blah. And so on and so forth. So you choose wisely, Sha. Know what you're doing. I'm not going with any of you.
In summary.
Just know what you want to do. Do the right thing at the right time.
Okay.
Don't do what will cost you a lifetime regret. That's just it.
True. Jerry, you have not actually made your own point. You focused on me.
No, that's because I know you think about my podcast is I allow my guests do most of the talking.
Well, I also want to know your own point of view.
My point of view now is I'm going for hook up or a shower, whichever one they go for. If at all I find myself in that position, I am not there, but if at all I find, because like we all know it, congee is like one thing that it's very hard to cure. If you're not masturbating, if you're not a reverend father in the Catholic, a reverend father or a priest, you get it's very hard for you to overcome such temptation. If you are not,
if you haven't started it at first, it might be easy, it might be
that easy. Is
but so long as you've started it at first,
exactly. I think Lisa is coming from my point. Yeah.
I'm not in support of you, though. I'm trying to say it's not that easy to like, okay, I've decided I don't want to have sex for the rest of my life when you've already done it before. It's quite different when you've not done it before.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite different. But when you've done it before,
what happens to ladies? I've heard of ladies and guys that have had sex like 2-3 times, and then you hear, I'm not into sex.
I know.
You think they're not, that they've not done it, they've done it, but they're not into it that much.
Probably they don't enjoy the sexual pleasure
out of
that time.
Self-discipline
comes in at that point in time. Their mindset comes in at that point in time.
What I'm saying.
Like I said, don't do what will give you a lifetime regret.
That is it. But from my own point of view, why I say I'll go with prostitute or whichever hookup babe still there and go for the scrapping of weed is because sexual pleasure and you getting high are two different things. I can literally get high and still want to have the urge to have sex with somebody. That is it. And goes for, I'm not talking based on me. I have not been there, so I can't really tell per se. But I'm talking on behalf of most persons out there. You can literally have weed or smoke your weed and still want have the urge to want to have sex. It happens with most persons. I've seen scenarios like that.
It also happens to people that once they smoke, they feel okay. I've met people.
But it doesn't take away the fact that
when they feel high, when they feel like having sex, they do something else to take it off their head.
This is it now. I can literally have sex today. Today, we're recording this podcast on 24th of May. I can literally have sex today, which is 24th of May, and not have sex till the end of the year. It's probably next year, 24th of May. That's because I have sex today. But I can smoke weed today and still have the big urge to smoke weed tomorrow, next tomorrow. Most of these things are addicted. They're addictive, rather. So, me telling you I'm choosing sex over weed is based on popular demand out there.
you can't speak for others.
Now speaking of your, because see, I've been, bro, come down, Niger citizen. I grew up for trenches. I don't meet with people. I don't see. I don't know how trenches life be. I know how Ajebo life be. I know how everything is. Most people see, there's no way. There are people I know that literally have sex and they can't still be away with this weed. There are people I know that still do this weed. There are people I know that still do with this weed 24/7 and can't go and can't do with the sex. But then choose your demon wisely. That's what I'm trying to say. Choose your demon wisely. But for me, if I'm to choose between both demons, I think I'll literally go for sex, because sex is God created sex. Yes, God created weed at the same time. Weed is literally from trees extracts and extracts from trees and all of that. You get sex. God made sex between man and woman, for man and woman. That's why God created Eve. But we're not going biblical or anything right now. Do you get? But if I'm to choose my demon, I think, and I don't even think any of them is literally demon because God created them, but I'm not even going deep into all of that right now. But if I'm choosing between both, I think I'll literally go leave Ashao for street. These girls are making money from their business. You're getting your sexual satisfaction. It's a 2-0 thing. Like,
no,
weed sellers can literally, are weed sellers not having sex? They are. So it's not like weed sellers. We have male weed sellers, we have female weed sellers. Female weed sellers can decide to go into prostitution and they'll still make their money. We have male hawkers as well. Male guys that actually do prostitution for a living, they can decide to go into male prostitution as well. Good to go. Nobody's against that. That's my point.
You were saying something about you were speaking for others, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You're speaking for others. If we're going to the point of speaking for others,
uh-huh.
You know there are some people that literally they just like taking weed. Weed is kind of the priority.
Okay.
They can't do without it. Yeah, so it also comes to sex. There are people that they can't just do without sex.
I know, right? They are sex addicts.
Yes. If I want to go to the angle of speaking for others, they get what to say. Like, just keep recusing. Keep weed. Oh, the crap weed. The crap weed. Because just like what Lisa said, there's many things you could get that could get entangled from that pussy, but you can't from the weed. The only thing you can also that you can get that can get affected from the weed is when you over smoke it. Affects your mental health,
mm-hmm.
And then the heart. Aside that, is there any other thing again? It gives you that feeling, that irate feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Just a fried rice, you understand?
Rastafari.
Me, I said Rastafari rice.
Rastafari.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
When you do excess sexually.
Mm-hmm.
Get. So, but when you meet, do you want to tell me, okay, when you meet this girl, you meet this girl, fuck her, meet her, and I shall fuck her, meet and I shall fuck her, oh no, you know, I mean, you know, how many teas they jam, but we don't want to one jam, we don't want to one jam, like we say, yo, I smoke and like this, maybe to know it, don't cause you mental problem.
I get your point, but then, before we're literally out of time right now, but to wrap this up, I'll just say, I think we might have a part two to this, depending on your demand. But one thing I'll end with is I feel most Ashawo street hawkers, if you're not from the trenches, actually a good environment and all of that, I feel most of these girls that do sex work are literally more neat than your so-called girlfriend. One last word, Pop Kiss.
Grab Ashawo. I go for weed. Me like weed forever.
So one last word, Lisa.
Don't do what will make you have a lifetime regret. I've said this and I'm still saying it.
Alright, I'll promise to you, I think this is a wrap on this podcast. It's just literally fun. We are literally catching our phone off air. I decided to bring it up on the podcast. But then please don't forget to follow this podcast wherever you're listening to your podcast. And then don't forget to drop a rating. Most importantly, it helps, and it helps actually broaden the podcast. Yeah, and I'm available on all socials, Jerry Abbey. Just search for Jerry Abbey on all of my socials. Abbey is spelled A-B-E. I've literally got questions about my surname. My surname is spelled A-B-E. So just search for Jerry Abbey on all socials and you'll find me. And until I come your way next time, this is a bye.
Omo, this is what I brought. You smoke or you not smoke?